Lean Roadmap. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines lean production as follows. A philosophy of production that emphasizes the minimization of the amount of all the resources, including time, used in the various activities of the enterprise. It involves identifying and eliminating non-value-adding activities in design, production, supply chain management, and customer management. Lean producers employ teams of multi-skilled workers at all levels of the organization and use highly flexible, increasingly automated machines to produce volumes of products in potentially enormous variety. Lean production contains a set of principles and practices to reduce costs through the relentless removal of waste and through the simplification of all manufacturing and support processes. Over the course of 30 years, a revolutionary Toyota engineer, Taichi Ono, developed what originated as just-in-time, JIT, and expanded into lean production. The objectives of lean are to make only those products and services customers actually want. Match the production rate to the demand rate. Make products and services with perfect quality. Make products and services with the shortest possible lead times. Include only features actually in demand, excluding all else. Keep labor, equipment, materials, and inventory continually in motion, with no waste or unnecessary movement. Build worker learning and growth into each operational activity. While lean typically requires years of process changes and is an ideal fit for only certain industries with specific demand characteristics, some concepts from lean can be used to improve the results of any system. Lean scheduling ensures that the execution phase of lean can be smooth and predictable. Lean recognizes that manufacturing excellence is built on execution. Lean manufacturing places emphasis on daily execution to meet daily customer demand. It favors a system of visual signals on the factory floor to replace computer planning and paper reports. Does this mean that production scheduling is in conflict with the best practices of lean and demand-driven production? Certainly not. Production scheduling is an essential part of integrated planning and a powerful way to model real-world constraints in a supply chain. However, lean shows that if a process can be simplified and still be effective, doing so will make it less prone to error and less wasteful. The differences between and complementary nature of lean and material requirements planning, MRP-based scheduling, are addressed more next, followed by a discussion of lean documentation differences from MRP, including backflushing. Lean versus MRP scheduling. As Exhibit 5-40 illustrates, there are distinct differences between the push-based MRP-based scheduling system and the pull-based lean scheduling system. Even though lean and MRP are distinct, they can be complementary. Lean and MRP each provide separate but linked functions. The key role of MRP is to plan inventory requirements out into the future. The role of lean is to execute the demand pull guiding the actual generation of purchase and manufacturing orders. It is important to understand how lean scheduling systems fit within the manufacturing planning and control, MPC, hierarchy. Lean influences the three main areas of the MPC framework, front-end, engine, and back-end. The front-end includes sales and operations planning and master scheduling, and its related demand management and capacity interfaces. The engine is MRP, detailed capacity planning, inventory management, and procurement management. The back-end includes production activity control, as well as continuous improvement activities. The largest impact of lean scheduling is on the back end, where it is influenced by the tenets of lean scheduling, even distribution of production mix and volume over time, standardization and stabilization of work. In MRP-based planning and scheduling of batch processes in job shops, there is a logical flow of planning information from the front end through the engine to scheduling at the back end. This is not the case in either lean or conventional flow manufacturing. Here, the main flow of planning information is from the front end directly to the back end. This is because in lean, the detailed planning and scheduling by MRP may not be necessary. In lean, the shop floor scheduling requirements are far less detailed and complex than in operation scheduling of batch processes. Unlike MPC, where scheduling is based on detailed operation steps to make individual parts, in lean, the planning is at the level of assemblies. Also, cross-trained workers using cellular manufacturing help eliminate the need for detailed planning. This reinforces the importance of having a flexible workforce. As defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a flexible workforce is a workforce whose members are cross-trained and whose work rules permit assignment of individual workers to different tasks. MRP often relies heavily on producing dependent demand supplies to maintain inventory. Lean, on the other hand, strives to eliminate inventory and produce products just in time. If used correctly, MRP can help both traditional MPC and lean organizations plan well in advance. This means scheduling and allocating time for production workers, arranging for capacity needs, and keeping material costs to a minimum. However, in the shorter term, traditional MPC depends on MRP for detailed planning so that materials' needs are met according to customer demand, while lean relies on the totality of an organization to meet customer demands. Lean is dependent on execution to ensure that just finished goods in demand are delivered without waste. In the lean world, waste means any activity or condition that consumes resources but creates no value for customers. In lean, waste includes the production of defective products that must be remade or fixed, the production of more products than the market will buy, excessive work and process inventories, overprocessing, processing steps that aren't really needed or that add no value, unnecessary movement of people or products, and unnecessary waiting by employees. MRP and lean largely differ in how they perceive inventory. MRP often relies upon product inventory to meet future customer orders. Lean, on the other hand, drives the organization to produce as needed, hence the term just-in-time, which often refers to fulfilling orders as they arrive, not as they are anticipated. MRP software and logic can be used to support lean scheduling by offsetting and authorizing the release of orders for materials to support level production schedules. However, they would not be used to schedule and authorize release of orders for production. That is where lean and MRP-based push systems differ. Lean documentation and backflushing / inventory release. As seen in Exhibit 5-41, lean scheduling and production control have simpler reporting and documentation activities than those found in MRP-based systems. An important method of documentation simplification is the use of backflushing in lean. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines backflush as follows: a method of inventory bookkeeping where the book, computer inventory of components is automatically reduced by the computer after completion of activity on the component's upper-level parent item based on what should have been used as specified on the bill of material and allocation records. This approach has the disadvantage of a built-in differential between the book record and what is physically in stock. Rather than recording each raw material and work-in-process transaction, lean systems, and also some conventional manufacturing planning and controlled environments, use backflushing. At the point where MRP systems calculate part quantities, lean systems, or other organizations that use backflushing, use this process for transaction recording purposes. Lean takes the finished units coming off the line and backflushes out all the parts required to make the units, accounting for them all at once, rather than after each processing step. The finished units are used to record withdrawals from raw materials inventory. This system works if manufacturing lead times are short and the bills of material are accurate. Rejected or scrapped parts should be rare but do need to be recorded to keep inventory records accurate. Backflushing can be done at intermediate workstations if more visibility is desired into the work that is in process.